called a crash. A group of rhinos is called a crash. Daniel Bear believes it to be true. Let's see if anyone else believes it. No, he doesn't believe it anymore. You got to stick with it. Is it called a crash? A group of rhinos. The answer is true. Wow, some of you decided to be on the true side once it was revealed. Very nice, very nice. All right. Are you ready to take it loud? All right, go ahead, green team. Let's hear from you then. Mr. Stephen, you ready for this? By the way, if you're saving a cheer, you can wait till later in the night. I liked what happened last night. That was pretty impressive. You know, I just busted it out at the competition time. I was highly swayed. So just going to throw that out there. All right, Stephen, come on ahead. Wow, the blue team is filling up that bucket. See some offering come in for the green team. If there's any of you adults there in the back with disposable cash, you may want to consider. I rarely publicly make a request for a team, but I think the green team could use a little bit of help on the offering tonight. Blue team, you guys are doing a good job. Good job on that offering. All right, let's start with some review of previous nights. What we've learned. Now, our theme verse this week is Genesis 1:1. Say it with me. In the beginning. Sorry, I messed it up. Let's say the reference. Ready? Genesis 1:1. In the beginning, God created the heaven and the earth. Genesis 1:1. All right. And we learned on the first night, God made everything. Let's hear it, green team. What did we learn, Blue?
God made everything.
All right, and then we get to the verse from the first night. This was the trickiest verse of all the verses. Let's see if they'll put it up there for us. Exodus 20 and verse 11. That was not the trickiest verse. There we go. Exodus 20 and verse 11. Say it with me. Exodus 20:11. For in 6 days the Lord made the heaven and earth, the sea, and all that in them is, and rested the seventh day. Exodus 20:11. Somebody on blue, see if you can say that for me. All right, down front, give it a try. Very good. Good job. Good job. All right. Now, then we got to night two. And on night two, we learned the Bible says it. That settles it. Can you do that with me? The Bible says it. That settles it. And we learned a really long, really hard verse on that night. Do you remember that really long and really hard verse? It is John 17:17. Thy word is truth. Say it. Thy word is truth. Is there somebody on the green team who thinks they can say that verse? Right here. All right, and it's found in John. Very good. Awesome. All right, so then we came to night three, which was last night. And there was a phrase that we put together. And it talks about how we can know for sure that we are saved, that we're on our way to heaven. And it went, da-da, 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 da. Maybe you remember that. Let's see. Somebody on the blue team remember that? Let's see. Do you remember what it was? Okay. David? Say it with me. Admit, believe, forever receive. Try it again. Admit, believe, forever receive. Now, what does someone have to do in order to come to Jesus? Number one, they have to admit that they are a sinner, that they've said something, that they've thought something, that they've done something that broke God's law, something that makes God unhappy, something that breaks His law. That is called sin. So we admit, God, I'm a sinner. And then secondly, we believe on Jesus. We believe that He is the only way to God. He is the one who came and lived a perfect life. He was crucified. He suffered for our sins. He died. He was buried. And the third day He rose again, came alive, showing that He is God. So we admit, we believe on Jesus. And then number three, we forever receive eternal life, life that goes on forever and ever and ever. And we say that by saying our little phrase, admit, believe, forever receive. And there's a verse that goes along with it. It's a little bit of a longer one. It is Romans 10:9. Say that with me. Romans 10:9. That if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and shalt believe in thine heart that God hath raised Him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. All right, let's see if there's somebody on the green team that thinks they can say this tonight. Maybe somebody who hasn't tried yet. Let's see. Somebody? All right. You want to try? Purple shirt? Yes, ma'am. You want to give it to a teammate? Titus, you want to help her? Romans 10:9. Blue team, y'all be thinking. Nope, starts with that. If thou shalt. Let me help you a little bit. That God hath raised Him. That was pretty good. Pretty good. Good attempt there. Good job. Let's see if somebody on the blue team, let's see if you got it. Maybe somebody else who hasn't answered yet. Come on, there's got to be more people out there. That if thou shalt confess, you believe, you want to try it? Very good attempt. Good job. Give her a hand. Let's put it up there. Let's say it again together. Romans 10:9. That if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus and shalt believe in thine heart that God hath raised Him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. God says you will be saved. And if you call out on Jesus to save you, if you admit that you're a sinner, you believe on Jesus to save you, you call out to Him, God says you will be saved. That's what thou shalt means. All right, I think we're ready for another cheer. Why don't we start with the blue team this time, and then the green team will have the chance to give a response. Keep getting that missions moolah. Bring it up, get it in, try to help out your team. impressive. Very, very nice. Well, we have an update on points to give you. I think Mr. Zach has a corrected point total from last night. Wee Gooch, can y'all turn around and point to the sound booth and say, Wiki Wiki Bad Bad? Can y'all do that? Point to the sound booth and say, Wiki Wiki Bad Bad. Point at that, and they're going to say, aw. Because we had a score. Now, I can promise you they weren't trying to mess up, but sometimes there's so many points being given out, and there's so much happening, things get confusing. So we went and we retallied the points, and last night the points actually came out to blue team, 5,100, green team, 4,800. So you know what that means? There are 300 points separating the blue team and the green team. Who's going to win tonight? Well, there are two things that are going to be big factors tonight. That's going to be when we do the cheering competition later. And the offering. That's going to be 800 points on the line right there. 300 for the best cheer, 500 for the offering. We'll see whom it is going to be. Whichever one of those you think supplies. All right, let's try working on our verse for tonight just briefly. We'll talk about it later. We're going to put up the verse for tonight. It's a little, it's kind of a medium-sized one. It's Psalm 111, verse 1. That's a lot of ones. So maybe you get your 111, verse 1. You think you do that, do your one finger three times and do 1 and 2. So we're going to do Psalm 111, 1 and 2. Try that. Psalm 111, 1 and 2. Try it again. Psalm 111, 1 and 2. And it says, I will praise the Lord with my whole heart. The works of the Lord are great. Psalm 111, 1 and 2. Now, it says there, I will praise the Lord with my whole heart. So when we do praise, we're going to point our praise to God. Okay, we're going to praise God. And then we're going to say with my whole heart. Can you do that? So I will praise the Lord with my whole heart. And then we're going to go, the works of the Lord are great. Can you do that? The works of the Lord are great. Psalm 111, 1 and 2. Okay? We're going to talk about what that means a little bit later. But this is the verse for night 4. So it's going to be important to know that. Let's say it again. Psalm 111, 1 and 2. I will praise the Lord with my whole heart. The works of the Lord are great. Psalm 111, 1 and 2. All right, let's see who can remember our phrase from last night, our theme phrase. I think you already had a chance. Let's try somebody else. In the pink shirt, you know what it is? Yeah. Do-do, 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 do. Want to get a teammate's help? Let's see. You know? Do you know what it is? Nope. Let's go to Isaac back there. I think Isaac knows. You don't know what it is? It's... No, that's a good guess. That's not it. Let's see. Fernando, why don't you help us out? Say it together with me. Admit, believe, forever receive. Very good. And our verse that goes along with that is Romans 10:9, which says that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus and shalt believe in thine heart that God hath raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. Romans 10:9. All right. Who cheered last? You? All right. I don't know. We'll go with Green. Go ahead, Green. You're up. Give a cheer. good, Green. I hope you don't go home and tell your mom that you've been dropping hammers at VBS. Their mom's not going to let you come back. All right, Mr. Steven, come on up here. We'll hear from the blue team. Green, they've got a $1 million bill over here. Maybe you could borrow some of that $1 million bill. It might help you out in the offering. So, making one more plea, if there's any adults that want to come and help, you know, kind of help the Green team out a little bit. There is Missions Moolah available back there. And all of this money, all of the money that we raise here this week, tonight, Sunday, it's all going towards Bibles for students in Papua New Guinea. And we're so excited. The first night we raised $149, which I thought was great. By the second night, we raised $500 more dollars. We were up to $649, which is incredible. $648. We're doing awesome. And then as of last night, look at how much these young people have raised. $1,177. I think that's pretty awesome. Now, I'm pretty excited about that because every dollar that we raise is going towards Bibles that are going to be put in the hands of young people in Papua New Guinea who might not be able to afford them or have them otherwise. So we're so excited about that. Don't you think it'd be great if we got to 1,500? Do you think that'd be good? What about if we got to like 2,000? Do you think that'd be good? What if we got to like 2,500? That'd be exciting? What about 3,000? What if we could put $1,000? A thousand Bibles. Wouldn't that be pretty awesome? I think that would be great. So let's pray about that. Tonight as we give and Sunday, we're going to pray that God will move in our hearts and that we will give to support this really exciting project. All right. It is time to officially begin Vacation Bible School Night 4 here at Incrediworld. And in order to do that, we're going to stand and we're going to have a word of prayer. Before we do that, before we pray, how many of you brought a visitor tonight? Somebody who was not here in the building before. Their first time, you brought someone first time visitor? All right, very good. That's one for Green. We have a first time visitor. Any first time visitors here on the blue side? Anybody? All right, that's a pretty good start for Green tonight. We'll see once the official counts come in. We'll give it a few more moments, but that's a great start for Green. Let's go ahead and let's pray. Take your hands like this, clap them together like this, drop them in your lap. Let's pray. God, thank you so much for the opportunity to be here tonight. Thank you for your goodness. Thank you for the rain you've given us today. Thank you for the sunshine. Thank you for this wonderful building we're able to meet and enjoy Incrediworld, to learn about your creation, to learn about you, to learn about Jesus Christ and all he's done for us. I pray that what is learned tonight would stick in our hearts, that we would be more like Jesus as a result of what we hear. And it's in his name we pray. Amen.
All right, go ahead and stand back up. Some of you knew I was already going to say that. All right, we're going to start with Incrediworld, and then we're going to learn the second verse of Simple as That tonight, too. Ready?
Just look all around you. Just step out your door. Creation's around you. The works of the Lord. Each beautiful flower, each hand-painted rose, our God is
first verse and the chorus of Simple as That. So tonight we're going to go over the first verse and chorus again, and then we're going to learn the second verse as well.
Tonight, we already looked at our verse, but we're going to continue to look at our verse to see what does it mean. Because we read it already. Psalm 111, 1 and 2. Tell us, I will praise the Lord with my whole heart. The works of the Lord are great. So, what does that mean? Here's something to think about. If we don't believe that God made it, are we going to praise Him for it? No. Now, if you remember on the very first night, I said, would you believe me if I told you that I made all of this? And what did you all say? Y'all said, no. Now, what if I told you I made everything in here? I made all the beams. I made all the lights. Would you believe me? No. Are you going to tell me good job for something you don't believe that I made? Are you going to come up and say, thank you so much for working so hard? You going to do that? No, because you don't believe I made it. You wouldn't give me any credit for it. Here's the thing to think about. If we don't believe that God made what we see around us, are we going to praise Him? No. In fact, there's many people today who say, God didn't make it. I don't answer to God. God has nothing to do with me, even if He's real. He's not at all important to my life. But Psalm, and David here is saying, I will praise the Lord with my whole heart. The works of the Lord are what? They are great. He says it's wonderful. It's awesome. It's incredible. It's unbelievable. It's what we've been singing about. It's indescribable. It's incredible. And when you know God is the Creator, the response of your heart should be, we want to praise Him. We have to decide that everything around us just happened. If you came in here and I said, you know what? Nobody made that stuff. It just happened. All these decorations, we just walked in here and they just happened. We put a bunch of wood and we put a bunch of cardboard and markers and glue and nails and screws. And we came in the next day, it just happened. Would you believe that? No, those of you that worked on the set, you know it didn't just happen. It took a lot of work, okay? When you see something that's beautiful and well put together, you know it must have had a creator. And that creator deserves our thanks and our praise. So let's say Psalm 111, 1 and 2. Ready? Psalm 111, 1 and 2. I will praise the Lord with my whole heart. The works of the Lord are great. Psalm 111, 1 and 2. Just the green team. Ready? Psalm 111, 1 and 2. I will praise the Lord with my whole heart. The works of the Lord are great. All right, blue team, here we go. Psalm 111, 1 and 2. I will praise the Lord with my whole heart. The works of the Lord are great. Psalm 111, 1 and 2. And what we need to learn tonight, and Mr. Ben's going to come, and he's going to teach us more about this. The phrase we need to learn tonight is this. It didn't just happen. God made it. It didn't just happen. God made it. So let's go ahead and do our Incredit Quiet, and then Mr. Ben's going to come and get you all riled up again. Ready? Incredibly quiet.
Boys and girls, I love talking about God, and I love talking about His Word. And we've got lots of really exciting things to talk about today, and you're all, I know, just dying of curiosity. Are you ready? Okay. So, there's this really, really fancy word, well, two words, technically, called irreducible complexity. What? Okay, how many of you, your parents have a cell phone? How many of you have an older brother or sister that has a cell phone? All right. How many of you think they spend too much time on their cell phone? Anyway, that's up to your parents to decide, not me. All right. So, there's this idea that you need a certain amount of parts to make a cell phone work. We get this idea even from something as simple as a rat trap. I think it's pretty cool. My wife and I caught a rat, not with a rat trap. Caught it with a box and some glue and some paper towels. If you want to hear that story, you can come talk to me afterwards. But you need a certain amount of things to make a rat trap work. So let's say, see the spring there? Makes this really cool sound when I snap it. Let's say we took the spring away. Would the rat trap work? Yes or no? Well, what about if we took this square wire here that like snaps? If we took that away, would it work?
No.
Well, what about if we took away the little holder thing? Would that actually catch the rat?
No,
because you got to have it hold it to spring the trap, and then the spring works, and then it kills the rat. Well, what if we took apart the? What if we just took away the piece of wood? We have all the metal is there, but we don't have any wood. Would that work?
No,
you have to have a certain number of things all together at once to make something work. The Bible tells us about God made everything. In Genesis 1:1, He says, in the beginning, God created the heaven and the earth. And He did it with purpose and intention and intelligently. He revealed that He is a God of order. He makes things by design. He makes you dependent by design. Psalm 111, verse 1 and 2 says, I will praise the Lord with my whole heart. The works of the Lord are tiny and not important. No, the works of the Lord are great. And they are great. The Bible talks about creation quite a bit in both the New and the Old Testament. One time when Jesus was teaching, He said, behold, or pay attention, or look, examine, think about the fowls of the air. What's another name for a fowl? Yes. A bird. Bird is the word. All right. Behold, the fowls of the air, for they sow not, neither do they reap, nor gather into barns, yet your heavenly Father feedeth them. Are ye not much better than they? So Jesus gets all the people. He notices, maybe he notices a bird flying by. He says, hey, think about the birds. And think about how God provides for them. One of my favorite birds that God has made is a hummingbird. Did you know the smallest hummingbird is 2 inches long? That's tiny. The biggest one isn't a whole lot bigger. It's only about 8 inches long. But these things are fascinating. All right, so we have its wings. Let's see, right? See those wings? You know, the hummingbird's wings are incredibly complex. I want you guys, let's see. I need someone that's really, really, really fast. Is there anyone in here that's really, really, really fast? You look really, really fast. Can you come up and help me first? Yeah, you. Okay. I need you to flap your arms like a bird. Whoa, that was really fast. Okay, I need you to do that 50 times in 1 second. You gotta go a little faster. Oh, wait, I forgot. I need you to do it in a figure eight. So I need you to do that, yeah, like this. Yeah, you got it. You're a pro. But you gotta do that 50 to 80 times per second. All right, so I'll time you again. You ready? No, figure eight. There you go. You're a pro. All right, I guess you're not as good as the hummingbird, but you're still really fast. Thank you so much. Here, wait, for your team. There you go. A hummingbird does a figure eight wings on average 50 to 80 times per second. However, it can get up to 200 times per second. Its wings are designed to be able to be flexible, the joints. The muscles that support that make up 40% of the hummingbird's weight. So if you ever got a chance to like hold a hummingbird, 40% of its weight is just the muscles that help the wings flap. It's the complexity of the wing was studied to develop the human helicopter. You know, the helicopter goes straight up in the air and flies around really cool. Well, they actually studied the hummingbird to figure out how to design something that could fly vertically. The hummingbird can take off straight up. It can fly forwards, backwards, and it can just hover, treading air as it's needed. However, it needs a lot of fuel. How many of you ever get hungry? I don't know. Are you sure? Yeah, I'm sure. All right. You get hungry because of this thing called your metabolism. Your metabolism burns energy. It produces energy so you can do stuff. When you don't have enough food, when you feel really sluggish, and you're like, I'm starving. Please feed me. Right? Okay. That's called your metabolism. Your metabolism burns fuel so that then you can do things. A hummingbird needs to eat out of 2,000 flowers every day. Its metabolism is so fast that when it sleeps, how many of you have ever wake up hungry? Have you ever woken up hungry? Did you know that if a hummingbird's metabolism stayed while it slept the same rate while it was awake, it would starve to death while it slept. However, God designed it to slow down its metabolism while it sleeps so drastically that it can sleep without starving to death. It gets food, it eats more nectar than it weighs. So that would be like, Mr. Michael, how much do you weigh? Did you notice I did not ask any of the women in the audience? All right, to something. So specific. All right, let's say if you weigh 200 pounds. He would have to eat more than 200 pounds a day if he was a hummingbird. The hummingbird also, its tongue is so cool. Okay, its tongue is like fascinating. Its tongue isn't a boring tongue. So you stick out your tongue, and you can stick your tongue out at me. Some of you are so excited to do it. Some of you are a little too excited to do it. All right, your tongue is simple, you know, boring, just. But a hummingbird's tongue is actually made of two tubes that stick together. However, when it goes into the flower, it splits and it opens. So it goes inside, it splits to get as much nectar as possible, and then it opens. And when the hummingbird pulls its tongue out, there's these little flaps that close, pushing up nectar further up into the tongue so the hummingbird gets as much nectar as possible. It's like a pump. God designed the hummingbird's tongue to act like a pump. It was thought that the hummingbird just got food because it stuck its tongue inside, and it's like a straw when you stick inside a, you know, when you take a Coke and you stick a straw inside and the Coke comes up because it's just in the water. But no, it actually pumps the nectar into the hummingbird's mouth. However, it's flapping its wings super, super fast. You ever run really, really fast and get really, really hot and sweaty? Like Mr. Ben up here is getting sweaty. Whew. Well, that's because as your body burns energy, you create heat. The hummingbirds, if you ran as fast as a hummingbird flaps, you would begin to be the temperature, well, you wouldn't make it, but you would be about 725 degrees hot. You would literally burst into flames. God designed the hummingbird with a complex cooling system with that very wing structure that helps it hover. It flaps fast and quickly, not only producing energy, but cooling itself off. It also, heart rate and breath, it breathes up to 250 breaths per minute. That helps cool it down. Everything about the hummingbird is designed to sustain life. If you were to take apart, away, one of those elements from the hummingbird, it couldn't get enough food. It would starve to death. Its wings didn't beat that fast. It couldn't hover and get the nectar that it needs. Its metabolism stays really, really fast while it's asleep. The hummingbird wouldn't exist. It has to have all the pieces working together to sustain life. That's why I love the hummingbird. But you know, we don't just see design in little things that are 2 inches. We see design and purpose in the sun and the stars. In the song, we sing about how he calls them by name. And in Isaiah chapter 40, God is speaking and he asks, to whom then will ye liken me, or shall I be equal? Who's like God? Lift up your eyes on high and behold, who hath created these things that bringeth out their host by number? He calleth them all by names, by the greatness of his might, for that he is strong in power, not one faileth. We sing about how the sun, how that God brings the sun. And he's asking Job in Job chapter 3, does, and he asks Job, hast thou commanded the morning since thy days and caused the dayspring or the dawn to know his place? What's he asking? How many of you got up before the sun, looked outside and was like, hey, sun, come up right over there? Any of you did that? No. That's not what we do. We can't tell the sun where to come up or when to come up. We can know, we can look and we can guess when it's going to come up, but we don't tell the sun to do what it's supposed to do. The sun, however, is an amazing, amazing work of design. It was created on day 4. And the Bible, and as we study the sun, we find some very amazing features that reveal intelligent design, purpose, irreducible complexity, as we call it. First off, it's unique. As astronomers have studied the universe, they have not found any star quite like the sun. They found a few that are close, but the sun is unique even in the sense of the billions of stars that are out there. How it's made and the size it is unique. It's a perfect size to sustain life. If it were a large red dwarf star, it would swallow up the Earth. In fact, there's one red dwarf star I mentioned the other night that's so big that if it was swapped out with the sun, if it took the place of the sun, it would swallow up Mercury, Venus, Earth, Mars, Jupiter, and Saturn. It's that big. However, if it were a white star, it would be so bright that we'd all be blind. The sun has to be that size and that heat to produce that color of light. Also, what's interesting about the sun is that it spins slowly. And why that's important? Well, evolutionists believe that the sun was formed because a bunch of gases and dust got sucked into a ball by pressure. Well, and they believe it did that by a spinning motion. You know, when you're like spinning on a swing and you like start to bring your legs in and you go faster. Okay. Well, that's the idea of it pulling in the material it needs. The problem with that is that if that was true, the sun would be spinning faster than it is. It would be spinning about every 1 to 2 days. It would do a full rotation. But it does it about once every 25 days. It's much, much slower than what the evolutionists would expect to find. Which, since we believe God made the sun, we're not at all surprised. It's also fascinating that it is safe for life. Aren't you glad you're alive? How many of you are glad you're alive? Some of the adults aren't glad they're alive, but that's okay. It's safe for life in a couple different ways. So every star has flares. For the sun, we call it a solar flare. However, most stars, their flares, it's an explosion and lets off a bunch of fire and energy. Most of their flares are so big that it would destroy life on Earth. How many of you ever been by a campfire and it was burning normally and all of a sudden it like caught something in there that was way more and it was like, and you're like, whoa. Yeah? Okay, well that's kind of what happens with these solar flares. However, all of the sun's flares are very mild compared to most stars. Also, what's fascinating is that have you learned about World War II and the nuclear bombs and radiation? So some of you that are a little older can get this. So when they detonated the nuclear bombs, Hiroshima and Nagasaki, there was huge explosion, the mushroom cloud. Sometimes you'll see this in pictures. Well, radiation also was part of that, and it poisoned people and killed them. Stars normally will emit different hot gases that could kill life. The sun's, however, doesn't do that. It does, and when it does eject some gas, hot gases, they're very mild, and the Earth is protected. It's designed for life. If the sun was any different than what it is, you and I would not be here. God designed it. Just like he made us dependent by design, God made the sun to sustain life. But you know, the Bible also talks about you and me. The psalmist said, I will praise thee, for I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Just like the God designed the hummingbird, and just like God designed the sun, God designed every single one of you. You are fearfully and wonderfully made. Did you know the human body, I recently had my firstborn child, and I'm a nerd, so I wanted to find out more about this whole, thing. Did you know a baby doesn't breathe air inside the mommy's womb? It, lives off the mommy's blood and oxygen and everything. What's fascinating, though, is the moment the child comes out of the womb, it breathes. No one has to tell it. No one has to teach it. No one has to show it, unless there's something wrong. But it automatically does it. Did you know that your heart, everyone put your hand on your chest. When you feel your heart, you can put your hand down. Did you know your heart, well, Mr. Stephen apparently doesn't have one. Did you know your heart is an incredibly designed component? It'd be almost an insult to call it a machine. It has backup batteries, so to speak. If your heart gets electrical problems, then it has a backup system that comes into place. The valves, some can get blocked and you have a limited time, but you can still survive and your body will find out different ways. We can do surgery on the heart and the body and the heart will learn this new way of operating. It's amazing. You know, your brain, when you're running super, super fast, how many of you like to run super, super fast? When you're running super, super fast, you're not thinking, okay, that is, 25 inches away from me. But your brain is making calculations so that you can run and not lose your footing. God designed you incredibly. But here's what that also means. God, as your creator, knows you and cares for you and knows what he has for you. He can be trusted. And that's really, as we look at these verses, I will praise thee, comes up again and again. And our responses to God's design should first of all be praise. Praising God for his careful, intentional, purposeful design. As we look at creation around us, we see a God that made it. And we can praise God that he is so amazing. We can trust God because of his wisdom. Okay, I could not have figured out how to put together a hummingbird so that it survives. I could definitely not have put together a human being. And you don't want to know what I would have done to the sun. Okay, I couldn't have done it. I'm not wise enough. I'm not smart enough. I'm not intelligent enough. But God in his wisdom can be trusted because the God that made everything perfect, the God that intentionally designed the sun and the hummingbird and you can be trusted. And last, he needs to be obeyed because he made you. And sin, as we've talked about, is anything that breaks God's law. Well, who gives him the right to tell me what to do? Well, he's God. And he made you. You owe him your obedience. You owe him your trust. You owe him your praise. I will praise the Lord with my whole heart. The works of the Lord are great. Pastor Hay.
All right, let's say thank you, Mr. Ben. Mr. Ben, I have a job for you. Can you get me the visitor totals and bring those back to me? That will be great. That way we can find out who's going to win tonight. Is it going to be the blue team or the green team? We're going to find out. All right, very good. We'll see what happens with that. I know of one visitor on the green side. We're going to see if anything else happened because there's 200 points on the line there. For each visitor. All right. Very good. We're going to recap what Mr. Ben said. We'll start with that verse. If the guys will flash that back up there. It is Psalm 111, 1 and 2. It talks about praising God because of what he has done. We can praise him with our whole heart. So you guys remember the 111, 1 and 2. You guys think you can do that? We'll try it. Ready? Psalm 111, 1 and 2. I will praise the Lord with my whole heart. The works of the Lord are great. Psalm 111, 1 and 2. Let's start with some questions, and then we'll come back to that. We'll see if you learn that. All right, there was just the one visitor, and that was on the green team. So that is, what is it? 200 points for the green team. All right, 200 points. Now we're going to get started with our questions, and we will start with the green team. Mr. Ben talked about a bird, a hummingbird, and he talked about several things about the hummingbird that show God's design, God's wonderful design, for which we should praise him. Tell me at least one of those things. Eddie, you know one? Its wing beats a lot of times per second. 200 points to the green team. Can someone on the blue team tell me another one of those amazing design features of the hummingbird? Will, do you remember? You can stay there. Go ahead, from there. That's so fast. You know another fact about it? You know that? Somebody else. Let's see. Miles, what's another fact? Yes. My kids' metabolism doesn't slow down when they go to bed. I wish that would work. 200 points for the blue team. All right. Very good. Let's go to the next question and then come back to the green team. What about the sun? What about the sun shows design, shows how wisely God made it. Front row, young lady in the green shirt. Yes, ma'am. Yeah, it doesn't move as fast as it could, right? It moves kind of slow. It takes 25 days to rotate, and that helps us. That's how God designed it. 200 points for the green team! All right, blue. What's another fact about the sun in the back there? Yes, ma'am. Do you remember something else about how God made the sun? Say it a little louder. And it doesn't do what? What does it not send out? It doesn't send out what? No? There's a waving hand there. Thinks he... Do you know, Mac? It doesn't shoot out flares. Hot gases, right? And that keeps us safe. Give 200 points to the blue team. Very good. All right, we'll come back over to green. You know what? Yeah, I keep letting the green team start. Well, let's give you a different question. Green team, and then we'll come back to the blue for the first option, because they keep getting your leftovers. All right, let's go with what was the theme from the first night. The theme, not the theme verse, but the theme from the first night. Someone who has not answered yet. Yes, sir, green shirt. God made everything. 200 points to the green team. Now let's come to blue. Let's let you start telling me a fact about the human body that shows God's design. What's one thing Mr. Ben mentioned? Let's see if we can get somebody who hasn't answered a question yet. Let's see. Right here. Do you remember? Red shirt? Yes, ma'am. That's good about the hummingbird, but this is about the human. Do you remember about the human? Something about human body, the way it's designed. Deborah, do you know something? That's the hummingbird, but that's good. Let's see if we can get a human fact. That's the hummingbird, but that's good. I wish my metabolism would slow down at night. That would be good. It probably does, actually. Yes, sir. Let's see. Somebody else? Is there someone who hasn't answered yet? All right, David, give us an answer. Yep. And then when it's born, what happens? Yes, that's a design by God. 200 points for the blue team. All right, let's bounce back over to green. Can you tell me another point, not about a hummingbird, but about a human? You know one? There is metal in our blood. I don't know if that was one of the ones he mentioned tonight, but that is very good. We do have metals in our blood that keep us balanced out. Is there another fact over here? Yes, sir. Right there. We're kind of like little robots, right? That God made us to function that way. All right, let's give 200 points to the green team. We're not exactly robots, but we're kind of like robots. I think we get the idea. All right, now, blue team, here's a hard one. Irreducible complexity is you need all of the parts in order to make something what? Andrew? Work! Very good, 200 points to the blue team. Coming back over to the green team, we are what by design? God made us blank. By design. Raylan, do you know? Dependent! 200 points to the green team. These guys are paying attention. Awesome. All right. Blue team, our God is a God of blank, which is why he made everything the way that he did. He is a God of... This is a hard one. Let's see if you can get it. He's a God of... Some of you are not this way in your bedroom. He is a God of what? This is a hard. I don't know if you're going to get this one. Do you know Jubilee? Not perfectness. It's another word that's kind of like that. Do you know what it is? The God of what? Close. David, you know? Order! Give that team 200 points! That was probably a bad question picked by me. All right, let's go back. Let's review some themes from night two. Night two's verse goes like this. Thy word is truth. So let's see, green team, if you can remember what the theme for night two was. In the pink shirt, do you know? Back there, yes, ma'am? Do you know? I'm going to give you the motion about like this, and then... Do you know there? Yes, ma'am? Say it with me. The Bible says it. That settled it. 200 points for the green team. All right, now, this one's going to be for points. This one's going to be for real, legit points. Both sides, okay, are competing for this. Word perfect to say Psalm 111, 1 and 2. Now, what does that mean, word perfect? You have to get it all right. If you get one wrong, like if you say Exodus 20, verse 17, you're not going to get it. All right. So, let's see. Let's put your hands down. If you are sure that you know it, let me see your hand. All right, Titus, we're going to give you a try. All right, 200 points for the green team. Let's see if the first person on the blue team that tries can get 200 points. Let's see, first person to try. Esther? All right, 200 points for the blue team! Y'all think we should have a break to cheer? Think we should do that? I'm ready to give out 300 points for the team that does the best cheer. Last night, I believe blue team started, so tonight, green team, bring your best shot. And before they come, I'm watching you. And if you're not participating, you're hurting your team. So come on ahead, green team. Give it your best cheer for 300 points. That was a lot of enthusiasm, a lot of participation. Blue team, let's see what you've got tonight. Wow. Can get somewhere by flattery, okay? You think you can win me over by making a cheer about me, and you're probably right. 300 points to the blue team! Now, I do have to say, that was pretty good. Last night, they came up with a creative cheer, and said something about me, and y'all came up with a pretty good story about me, Sunday night, no say anything about me, okay? No creativity points, Sunday night. You got to get better than that. That's one team got it, one team got it. No more trying to police Pastor. But very good job, 300 points to the blue team. I think we need to find out the results of the offering. If I could get my handy-dandy assistants, you know what? It's not time yet. Let's go ahead and do it, though. Come on, let's go ahead and do it. If you've got some pennies you need to put in there, go ahead and do so. We're going to get this tallied up so that later when we add it up, we've got enough time to get it all together. So go ahead, get that up there. If there's any last-minute million-dollar bills floating around there from their cheer earlier, maybe we can put those in. All right, let's go ahead and get it up there. Get the blue, get the green. We're going to get a drum roll. We're going to see if tonight's the night the green's going to come back and win it all. Are you ready? 3, 2, 1. The offering goes to the blue team. 500 points for the blue team. All right. Very good. I think there's someone coming to see us. We'll see.
You're from a bat, you're from a monkey, you're from a cow, you're from a fish, you're from a bird, you're from a different type of bird, you're from Mars, you're from Jupiter, you're from Saturn, you're from, what did I say you were from?
Nothing.
You're a bat. You're a fish. Do you believe in evolution?
No!
Many people teach that little children have come from apes, or that they've come from monkeys, or that they've come from fish. Or bats, or birds, even. But we don't believe that here. We believe that God made you in His image. Now, tonight in Science Time, we're going to talk about something that is a hallmark of creation science. It is the global flood. Do you remember on night one when we talked about the flood? I mentioned it in passing. Does anybody remember that? Anybody remember the flood? Now, what happened during the flood? Can I get right there? What is the flood? It is a big water. See, what happened was because of sin. God sent a flood and He destroyed the whole earth. But Noah, in his boat, took two of each kind of animal on board, along with he, his wife, his three sons and their wives, and life was preserved on the earth. Now, tonight we're going to talk about the global flood. We went from... Need to remove these goggles. I can hardly see with them. There we go. We went from this, when the earth was completely covered with water, to this, where the earth was dry. We went from water to dry. Now we have continents, but we would expect to see some evidence of this, right? If this actually happened, if evolution was false and if creation was true, if the flood really happened, we would expect there to be some sort of evidence. Maybe, like, fossils of fish in the mountains. Did you know that we found fossils of fish high up in the Himalayas? How could this be explained except that the Himalayas were underwater at some point? Could you imagine the flood water all the way up there? Also, massive scarring, big rips of land all over there. Do you see this? Do you see how the scars of the earth there look like water, look like the flood did that? Tonight, that's what we're going to talk about. Now, this man is sitting in what's known as the Grand Canyon. Has anyone been to the Grand Canyon? People have been to the Grand Canyon. I've never been to the Grand Canyon. But today I went on a journey there. I took Google Earth and we went to the Grand Canyon. Now, this is an aerial view of the Grand Canyon, but during the flood, this is what it looked like. It was completely underwater. I know it says Google Earth there, but don't pay any attention to that, okay? Don't pay any attention to that. See, this is what the Grand Canyon looked like when the flood started. It looked like that. You see, there was water. Now, what happened was, we know that the Grand Canyon sort of rose up. Something like this. Something like this. Something like this. Minions, advance me to the next slide. Thank you. Minions, I'll be working with you tonight, okay? This is what the flood looked like. See, the Grand Canyon rose up, and do you see how the water sort of went off to both sides? Next slide. Do you see this? Do you see how the rocks bend upward? Look at this. Does everybody see that? Do they see how the rocks sort of bend upward? You have multiple layers of rocks bending upwards. Do you see that? This could only be explained by the land moving upwards. Now, the Grand Canyon, does everybody get me? Say it with me. The Grand Canyon went up. Now, when the Grand Canyon went up and it was underwater, the water ran off. And see, when water runs off, it creates cool little formations like you see behind you, like little rivers, little streams. This right here is known as the Walden Sea. It's an area. I was there for a moment. There, this is the Walden Sea. Do you see how there's like little rivers here? Look, this is what happens. Water has run off this area and it's made little estuaries, little gullies, right? And that's, now this is the same exact thing we see in the Grand Canyon. Do you see the water there? Do you see where it used to be? This is exactly what happened when there was flood water on the earth. See, this is evidence of it. We see massive scarring of the earth's crust. Look, do you see these areas down here that I've circled in red? Look at this. There's scar tissue that looks just like the Walden Sea that we just described. This man is sitting in the middle of a place that used to be covered with water. Now, we talk about how it went up, how the water ran off. But I want to talk about one other thing tonight. One other evidence of the flood. This is the Niagara Falls. Has anyone been to the Niagara Falls? We've got one or two here? Okay. The Niagara Falls, I want you to notice this. When water is flowing, when water is eroding, it makes this sort of U shape. When there's a lot of water, it takes a lot of water to do this. Did you know the Niagara Falls is eroding at 2 to 12 inches a year? Wow, it's really tearing the rocks up underneath the flow. Do you see this shape right here? You see the U? You see that? It's like an upside down U. Do you see that? Okay. This is the same thing we see in the Grand Canyon. You see all these U's here. Look right here. You see where the water came? You see, imagine this underwater, like massive waterfalls flowing in with the flood. There's U's just like there was with the Niagara Falls. Just like that. We have the U's here. Now, this is not just the Grand Canyon. You would expect if it was a worldwide flood that God sent to judge all of sin, right? That it would be all over the world. This is in Australia. We have massive scar tissue in the middle of the Australian outback. It's a perfect evidence of the flood. We also have massive scarring west of China in the Mongolian Himalayan region. You see that right there? I wish it was a little darker in here, then you could see everything, but there's scar tissue there. And in Canada. Has anyone been to Canada? Let's go to the next slide. Do you see this? Do you see where you can see little gullies that have been carved out, sort of like a riverbed in there? Ooh, it's running around in there. I mean, we have a lot in Canada. Look at this. This is a massive shot of Canada, zoomed way out. But you can see these three different regions of scarring from where the flood used to be. Now, what am I showing you tonight? I'm showing you that what God said happened actually happened, and that the Bible is true. I've got a few other things to show you. This is the Banff Mountains in Canada. Do you remember the views I was talking about, like Niagara Falls? Look, you can see them here too. You see the views? Do you see how it's been cut out by water? It's the same thing that happened. And for one last thing to top it all off, this is in the middle of the Sahara Desert, a vast region that's covered in sand dunes out in the middle of Africa. It's the biggest desert in the world. Now, do they have water in the desert? But do you see that? Water used to be there. That used to be the flood. The truth, kids, is that God did send the flood. And he did send it to judge sin. The Bible is true. God killed all the people because of sin. But he loved man, and so Jesus came and he died on the cross in our place. You must confess, admit your sin, and believe in Jesus Christ. If you don't, the Bible says that God will judge your sin, just like he did during the flood, and will put you in a place called hell. You must believe, confess, and repent to Jesus Christ today, because he loves you very much. All right, kids, come back on Sunday. What day?
Sunday.
Tomorrow?
Sunday.
No, not tomorrow. Sunday. All right, and we'll talk some more, okay? Thank you.
Dr. Scholes. And, you know, he was telling you some bad news. Tomorrow night, there is no VBS. And the next night, there is no VBS. And the next night, there is no VBS. Three nights in a row with no VBS. What are we going to do? But the next night, there is VBS. So Sunday, you need to come back. You need to be here Sunday at 6:45. You need to come wearing your team color. You need to come prepared to say the verse that we learned tonight. You need to bring some visitors. What do you need to bring? Because those are worth 300 points. And you can bring your missions bula. Let's find out the final score from our competition tonight. Let's get a drum roll, please. Let's see where we stand in our points. Checked, corrected, verified, duly confirmed. We have 7,100 for the blue team. Good job, blue. Now, green team, I don't want you to despair. That's only three visitors. Three visitors would make up the difference right there. Do you guys think you could bring three visitors Sunday night? Not tomorrow night, not the next night, not the next night. Sunday, you bring some visitors. We'll have it all tied right back up. And then we'll see who has the best cheer. And we'll see who has the penny offering. And we will see who takes Incrediworld for 2021. All right, you guys ready to go home? Do you want to just be done now? Last night, there was this lady that kept creeping around and causing trouble. I wonder if she's going to come back. We'll see what happens.
Doing my job, you know, just doing what I can to help Incrediworld. Anything I can help with, you know. I mean, want, all that, you know, and what a pigsty this place is. Seriously. Okay, so yesterday was so much fun, and today is going to be even better. Let's see what we have in my bag of tricks here. Let's see. Today. Hey, sorry to bother you. Have you seen Mr. Peterson? Mr. Peterson? Yeah, I don't recall. call the Mr. Peterson. No. Mm-mm.
Are you sure? Because I thought I saw him walk this way. Mr. Peterson? Mr. Peterson?
Yes, who is it?
Oh, it's Miss Ryan. I just need to speak with you for a moment.
Just a moment.
See, I told you he went that... Where did she go?
Ta-da!
I'm so sorry. I didn't realize anyone else was back there. I thought it was Mr. Peterson was the only one back there.
No. Miss Ryan, it's me. I am Mr. Peterson.
What?
I am Mr. Peterson. It's...
Why?
It's because of Mabel. She's got the crazy idea that I'm her personal guide all over the park. Oh, man. And I've got to go out and... If I'm going to get any work done around here, I've got to disguise myself.
But... Why an Incredi-Clown costume?
I mean, I know, I look ridiculous. Okay?
Yeah.
But it's all I could come up with on short notice. Just don't look at me.
Good idea.
So, what did you need to talk to me about?
Oh, that's right. This email came in from Adventure TV, and unfortunately, our scores are down. And it doesn't look like we're going to win the World's Best Park Award this year.
Oh, that's not good. But I'm not surprised. I mean, there's been a lot of crazy things happening over the past week.
Any idea as to who's responsible for it?
I don't know. It's probably just some pranksters.
Pranksters? But see, it doesn't seem like a coincidence. I mean, the same week that Adventure TV is here is when all of this stuff happens. I think someone's out to get us.
Well, you might be right. And if that's the case, we've got to keep our eyes looking out, looking for suspicious activity. But in the meantime, we've got work to get done. And we need to act like professionals.
Right. Act like... professionals.
Yes.
Would you like me to send out a memo to the staff?
Please, right away.
I'll go do that. And who would you like me to say it from? Petey the Clown?
Ha, ha, ha. Real funny. Well, speaking of getting some work done... Somebody needs to clean up this mess. And it might as well be the best job for Petey the Clown.
Great. Okay, if you thought yesterday was fun, just wait until today. Operation Sabotage Park, the sequel, is about to begin. Now, just to check my bag of tricks now, shall we? All the inventory and such, let's see. We've got maple syrup, sticky, petroleum jelly, very slimy, itching powder. That is terribly uncomfortable, let me tell you. And let's see, last but not least, duct tape. I never leave home without that. Okay, let's see. Sounds good to me.
Well, I just finished reading the contract. Ooh, pretty gnarly down there.
My brand new Yummo bar. Wasted.
What are you talking about, wasted?
You think I should do it?
If you don't, I might.
Well, here it goes. Cheese sauce.
Dude, it's a Yummo bar.
Well, here it goes.
Dude, I was just kidding. I can't believe you did that.
I can't believe I did either. Well, you know what I can't believe?
What's that?
Is that we have an offer for a TV show. Money, fame, and you just don't know about it.
Well, I've thought about it a lot. I keep debating it.
And I bet you've read the whole contract, too.
Wait, you mean tell me you haven't read the contract?
I was supposed to.
Well, yeah. And honestly, Cody, do you think that we'd be any happier with more money or more viewers than we are right now? You know, my grandfather had a saying, being content where you are is true happiness.
Yeah, and my grandfather had a saying, a TV show and a bag of money is worth a bird in a bush, or something like that.
That a bird in hand is worth two in the bush. It means that what you have now is probably better than what maybe you could have. And besides, the TV industry makes me nervous. They're shady. They're stuck up, just like that Victoria Hathaway.
Yeah, if you ask me, she is a little too high on her horse.
Well, then, just because I hire you doesn't mean I won't fire you as soon as I get someone with more brains in their noggin.
I was talking about you. What? What? Oh, my bad.
Well, I would have been here sooner. But my coffee barista, she made my grande non-fat one whip. No caramel macchiato. She made it wrong. She put coconut milk in it instead of skim. I had some words for her manager. And then get this. On the way over here, I was on the interstate and some guy sideswiped me. And I'm pretty sure I hit every red light. It's been a rough morning.
Wow, that's quite the coffee order. Did you just read the entire menu to the cashier?
And I'm pretty sure you're not supposed to hit the red lights. You're supposed to go around them.
Anyway, what about those contracts? Did you sign them?
Well, me and Gabe just talked about it a lot, like you just saw. And anyways, we just couldn't stand to leave IncrediWorld. After all, we've made so many friends here. We just love doing this show, and we would hate to leave.
Wait, so you're not taking this offer?
Well, that's what I just said.
But we're Adventure TV, and in case I need to remind you, we're kind of a big deal. This is an opportunity of a lifetime. Do you understand that? An opportunity of a lifetime.
Well, we've talked about it a lot, like my partner just said. And it just makes no sense for us to leave when this place has been so good to us.
You're going to regret that, I can assure you.
I don't think so. But thanks for your time anyways, Miss Holloway.
It's halfway. Halfway. Not hallway. Oh, it was just wonderful. I was just strolling through the park. And then I saw it. This neato game arcade carnival type of thingamajig. And you know what? It only took me 674 times before I won a prize.
Look at her, Gabe.
Correction. Look at the stuffed animal.
Anyway, so I can get up here. So anyway, I was playing those games, you see, and I gotta go, Edna, so I'm gonna talk to you later, and I'll see you later for bingo. Okay, toodaloo! Now, which button was that again? Do you know which button it is? Oh, thank you, son. Hi, everybody. Check out my new stuffed animal. Isn't it great? If you squeeze him,
He oinks. Listen.
Looks like you visited our wild game arena.
Oh, I sure did. I played every game. Whew. Oh, I hope I'm not interrupting an important meeting or anything.
That's quite all right. I think we're finished.
Oh, good. Say, don't you just love their show?
No comment.
Oh, well, boy, I sure do. Them birds they talk about, that's just so fascinating. You know, I've been watching birds for years and years and years. And believe me, I'm 80, so it's been a lot of years. Anyway, so birds, yes. Yeah. And I've learned more about birds on their show than anything else. You know, they're just fitting in so good right here in Incrediworld, don't you think?
I think I'm running late. Goodbye, gentlemen. It's been interesting.
Have a good day.
If it's all right with you, I'm going to stick this contract where it belongs.
Well, thanks for the encouragement.
Oh. Yes, thank you.
Well, you know, I'm going to make sure to tell Mr. Peterson just what a great job you two are doing and how lucky he is to have you boys. Oh, my! Well, looky there, it's Mr. Peterson in a clown costume!
That's really you?
Yes, it's me. I left my watch backstage. I just had to go and get it.
So whose birthday party are you going to?
Oh, man. It's a long story. You don't want to know. I mean, look here at Mabel. I mean, wow. I mean, what do you got there?
She visited our wild game arena.
You're kidding. By yourself?
Yeah, well, you know, I got to thinking about how nice it was for you to just spend so much time with me yesterday riding all those rides and everything. And then I said to myself, I said, now, Mabel, why don't we just give that nice Mr. Peterson the day off today? So we did.
Well, you didn't have to go do that.
Really? Well, come on, let's go. We got lots to do, boys. Let's go. Follow me. You coming?
All right, let's see what's going to happen. We've got one more night left. Sunday night. I dropped the pen. Sunday night, we're going to have to come back and see if they catch Mildred, see if she is going to continue succeeding, trying to stop Incrediworld from winning the Best Park Award. So, wear your team color. Bring your missions moolah for the kids in Papua New Guinea. Make sure you bring those visitors. Who do you think is going to win the final night? All right. I think we have time to fit in that one song, the new song we're learning. If we can get our singers to come on up here while they're coming, we're going to remind you, not tonight, not tomorrow night, not the next night. What night are we going to have VBS again? And then we'll be having it every Wednesday in June. When are we having it? And what time does it start? 6:45. All right, we're going to sing that song that we've been learning, that it's simple as that.
Oh, go ahead and stand. Ready?
Every house has a builder, a designer, and a plan. Every painting has a painter who paints with his own hand. It's the same with all creation. It's everywhere you look. Our God made heaven and the earth, and he tells us in his book. It's simple, simple, simple.
can have a seat.
All right. Thank you to our singers. Thank you to our folks in the drama. Thank you to everyone who's put in so much work. We will see you again on Sunday night. Mr. Michael, if I can have you come up here and make sure that our visitor, any visitor, gets one of these tonight. Stay where you are. Parents, if you would come forward and get your young person, we will exit out the side and get our goodie bags. Parents, come on and come ahead. Kids, you stay seated. Wait for your parents or whoever brought you to come and get you. Stay in your spot, and they will come to you, all right? They'll come to you. Come on ahead and help grab them. That way they don't get trampled on their way out. Thank you, and we'll see you Sunday night.